Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Having a great visit with George Levy. GeorgeLevy.com, L-E-V-Y, GeorgeLevy.com. He's an award-winning lecturer and senior instructor at Blockchain Institute of Technology. What's that website, George? Can they find it at your website?
They can find it there, or they can simply go to blockchaininstitute.com.
Okay, so check that out, folks. George, let's switch horses and talk about cryptocurrencies, specifically the Libra. I told my audience in January in my predictions that sometime this year, either Amazon or Facebook would announce their cryptocurrency. And of course, Facebook was the first one to go. I think Amazon was smart to let them do that because I think Amazon probably could have done it better and probably have a greater reason for having a cryptocurrency because they've got an actual ecosystem marketplace. But Facebook went first, and they're getting a lot of dust up over this, aren't they?
Absolutely. They've stirred a lot of things up, and there's a lot of discussions, which in many ways for the cryptocurrency market, it's actually brought a lot of awareness into what cryptocurrencies are. But it also raises a lot of concerns on how this could be used. Primarily, the key thing that I want to talk about is that a lot of people think that Facebook Libra is going to be like a Bitcoin, and there's actually some very marked differences between both.
Right.
So some key things that I want to say, like, for example, Bitcoin is built on what's known as a public ledger. It means that anybody can participate on this public ledger. Now, Libra is a permissioned ledger, which means that this association Facebook has built can control these transactions.
And if somebody doesn't want to do business with their partners, MasterCard, Visa, PayPal, et cetera.
Well, there's 28 of them, of which one is Facebook, but their goal is to get to 100 of these partners. Mm-hmm. But each one of these needs to put at least $10 million to participate. So these are large mm-hmm. organizations that have a lot of power over mm-hmm. this cryptocurrency. In fact, they have the ultimate power over this cryptocurrency.
Right. And they're also going to tie it to some basket of currencies or goods. I'm not sure exactly which one. It's going to be based on some kind of a foundation, the way the dollar used to be tied to gold, and the way it currently is tied to the full faith and credit of the United States government. Whereas Bitcoin is free floating. Bitcoin has no basis, no intrinsic value.
Right. And that's actually one key thing that some people think, like, can Libra be considered as an investment? And the answer is Libra is what's known as a stable coin. As you said, it's backed by these assets, and it will always keep a permanent value. Bitcoin, on the other hand, floats. So that's why you can have a Bitcoin start a year at less than 1,000 and end at over 20,000.
Right. Just because
the value fluctuates according to the market demand.
Totally speculative.
Very different game.
Totally speculative. Yeah, and however, the Libra still has the issues of how it could potentially undermine what is the most important asset on the planet Earth, in my opinion, and that's the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar is the government's strongest defensive and offensive weapon. It is the reserve currency, and every nickel that somebody puts into a Libra is a nickel that didn't get invested in a dollar, and that's what the government's upset about, isn't it?
Absolutely. I'll tell you, if you go to the website for them, the main website's Libra.org, you'll see it spelled out. It says, reinvent money, transform the global economy. That's mm-hmm. the premise. So they're really looking at
reinventing money, and that's a shot fired across the bow of sovereign governments, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, money has been working great for central banks all around the world. It's how we actually get along. All of a sudden, this Facebook entity comes and tries to reinvent it. Very scary and nerve-wracking in a little bit.
Well, it is for me, not because, and it doesn't make you, in my opinion, it doesn't make you a Luddite to be concerned about this, because the in the current condition, the most important, and might still think the most important thing in the United States in the globe is the U.S. dollar, the strength of the U.S. dollar. It helps America do become strong, and I think America is the most benevolent country in the world. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Absolutely, and it's not that I'm against Libra at all. I am very for innovation. I think what they're doing is actually a very, very interesting approach to modifying how money is used, and it will enable a lot of people who right now don't have access to a global economy to be able to participate.
But so there's going to be some regulation, isn't there, George? There's going to be some regulation.
Absolutely. In fact, they've actually, Facebook has said that on July 15th, they said that they will not launch it until the regulations are met and approved, which is actually a good step by
George,
Facebook.
George Levy, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.